Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Mr. Gracious, Mr. Humble, at your service. Thank you very much for hanging around with me if you just tuned in. We're glad to have you here. Suzanne Mulvihill is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's one of the smartest people I know when it comes to entrepreneurship. She's spent a long time working with entrepreneurs, spent like quite a bit of time as an SBDC, Small Business Development Center counselor. She has tapped into something I think is absolutely critical, and I haven't heard anybody else talking about emotional endurance, but except for Suzanne, she's right on the money with that. She helps people understand whether they got the guts to be a small business owner or not. She's the author of an outstanding book, Employee to Entrepreneur, which is very intuitive, and she's our good friend. Suzanne, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to have you back, and she also has an MBA too, folks. Right, Suzanne?
Yeah, I have an MBA.
that means you can log on to FedEx, right?
Probably.
Have you seen that commercial?
No.
Yeah, the guy is you know, is a new employee, and so the office manager is taking him down. She wants him to do some work in shipping. And she says, okay, here, it's all done on the computer. You can do it. It's easy. He said, but wait a minute. I have an MBA. And she says, oh, you have an MBA. Well, I guess I'll have to help you.
Oh, my God. No, I haven't seen that one.
It's pretty funny. Anyway, okay, you just got back from Europe.
That's right.
And we, you know, those of us listening, we don't all get to go to Europe and jet set around the world like you do. So we live vicariously through you, Suzanne.
Oh,
and so we need you to tell us if we had a good time while we were gone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I was there for a month, Jim. I was there primarily exploring business opportunities throughout Europe. So I had meetings lined up all through Europe, and started out in Madrid, actually.
Uh-huh.
Originally, I was booked to speak at the European Chambers of Commerce Summer Academy and do a program for them, and that's what got me to go to Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't end up doing the program, but I met them while I was there in Madrid. And then I went and met with the Instituto de Impreso, which is in Madrid, about my emotional endurance and integrating that into the universities, into teaching when the students learn about entrepreneurship, that they're also learning how to build their emotional selves. Because I didn't, even getting an MBA, Jim, no one taught me. I was taught, you know, how to get good grades. I was taught how to, you know, do a financial statement and read a financial statement and write a business plan, but not how to be courageous and confident and...
Right. It was almost as if being an entrepreneur is an academic exercise, not a human exercise.
Exactly, and they were very open, and I find that there's a lot of openness in Europe to understanding that there is an emotional component. So, anyway,
but did they understand entrepreneurship?
Absolutely, and they're in a different phase, you know, than we are here in the sense of just. I think they look to the U.S. to kind of get ideas and. And where they want to go with their business.
Well, the U.S. is the entrepreneurial leader in the world, no question about that.
U.S. is the entrepreneurial leader, but Finland is the model that they're following in Europe. With Nokia, for example, has relationships with 100 universities.
Right.
Finland. And Finland put I didn't go to Finland on this trip, but everywhere I've traveled through Europe, they talk about Finland as the model of what they want to follow.
What is it that they like about Finland's model?
Finland is the people put the model together in terms of very socially acceptable. But they don't have problems like we have with Aeron and you know.
Well, that's because their form of capitalism is more of a socialistic form of capitalism.
Right, it's different. Exactly.
It's not like ours. Ours is a free flowing capitalism. It's you know, let the survival of the fittest. I mean, it really is a natural selection kind of thing in our marketplace.
Absolutely.
Which is the best kind because if you don't have a viable model, you don't survive. If you don't work hard, you don't survive. In Europe, the European version of that is a lot of things are propped up by the state.
Right. Yep. But they're learning. I mean, so I went to Madrid. I did those meetings there, and then I went on to Barcelona, but that was just for fun. Barcelona and Croatia. My daughter met me over there, actually, so we had 10 days.
So you went from Barcelona to Croatia? Wait a minute. You flew over a lot of Europe to get to
there. Oh, I'm sorry. I went to Venice, too.
That okay. All right. Good.
That was the vacation.
I thought you made too hard. So was Venice a for fun or for business?
That was for fun, too. That was over.
But wait a minute. Wait a minute, Suzanne. You got one business and two funds here.
I know, but there was lots more business.
By the way, we're going to get to Croatia in a minute. But you know, I was talking about how the European form of entrepreneurship is also socialistic. If you think I was just picking on the Europeans, folks, the new European Google that France is creating is owned by the state. So what does that tell you? Our Google is owned by Google, by Americans. And the founders. Quick break, right back with Suzanne Mulvihill, 20 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only we'll see.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Suzanne Mulvihill, the author of Employee to Entrepreneur. Suzanne, give us your website, please.
EmotionalEndurance.com.
EmotionalEndurance.com. The only person I know, folks, on the planet that you'll hear talking about that very important topic. It's you know, Suzanne, my first book was a lot about what you talk about. I didn't call it that. I didn't coin that phrase. You did, and it's a good one. But, you know, when I decided to write my first book, I didn't write my first book about business fundamentals. I wrote it about the human being behind the business. And so that's the reason why I think when I heard about what you're doing, I was so attracted to it and why I'm so proud of the work that you're doing. And I'm proud of the way you're taking it across the world, not just across Central Florida. You're going across the country and across the world and introducing it to folks, and people are embracing it, aren't they?
Absolutely. It's very nice. It's neat to see that in other countries.
One of the things that's happening in Europe, speaking of the topic you wanted to talk about today, is they're having to recreate themselves over there, aren't they? I mean, when I was in Italy a couple of years ago, a lot of people were being laid off from the government. Fiat was laying thousands of people off, and the people were saying, what do we do now? How do we feed our families? Mm-hmm. You know what they said to them? Start a small business.
Mm-hmm.
And so Europe is having to recreate itself, aren't they?
Absolutely. And they are doing a good job. And when you think about their euro, when the euro came out in, 2001, it was like 88 cents. And now
it's
$1.32.
There was some question about whether it was even going to survive.
And it's you know, it's doing quite well.
Right. What is the euro? What's the exchange rate right now?
That's about $1.32.
$1.32, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's when I was there a couple of years ago, it was on par. It was right about dollar for dollar. But okay, so what did you now? When do you start work? After you left Madrid, you had two funds. After that, and then when did you go to work?
I went to Vienna. Uh-huh. I went to Vienna.
Yeah.
And then I had meetings with the UN. I have some contacts at the United Nations. UNIDO, it's called. It's in the UN building. So I met with them about also emotional endurance and integrating that into their programs when they teach entrepreneurship in developing nations.
What did they say?
They're interested.
They are. Good
mm-hmm.
for them.
Mm-hmm.
January. Now, to me, this is an IQ test for them, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you go over there and you offer them your outstanding program. If they accept it, then they pass the IQ test, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
If they reject it, then they fail.
So, yeah. So that was a really good meeting, and I met with the Austrian Chamber of Commerce also when I was in Vienna. Same, you know, teaching. The female entrepreneurship is still very strong there. It's
really?
Yeah, very, very
good.
Strong.
Good for them.
So that I had some really good meetings with them. And let's see, then I went to Hamburg. I have a contact in Hamburg from a friend here, and she has her own business in Hamburg and gets grants through the European Commission.
Grants,
European
not
Union.
Loans.
Mm-hmm. Grants. Grant money,
not,
the teach
not
program.
Loans. And see, and folks, not to pick at your friend, but that's more socialistic entrepreneurship.
Right, Yeah, well, that's the European Commission has a lot of money.
Yeah.
To, you know, to do these types of things. Where
and perhaps, Suzanne, pardon me, perhaps it's the right way to go over there because they really have a long way to go to get entrepreneurship established and to get an entrepreneurial culture established in Europe. And their banking system is not all that entrepreneurial friendly over there, is it?
It's not, like in Croatia, for example, to start a business in Croatia. Now, Croatia, we're talking about more, that's Central European. That's their...
That's new Europe. That's not old Europe.
That's the new Europe. But you need $3,500 American or you know, value of $3,500 to put in the bank to start a business in Croatia, which is, and then you do get that back. When you start a business in Croatia, you get 20% the VAT tax, which VAT tax is added onto everything.
The value-added tax.
Value-added tax is 20%.
It doesn't add value to you. It adds value to the government.
Right, and that you get that back on everything that you buy for your business in Croatia.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else do they say? You get a 28% flat tax rate across the board. That's
right.
Tax rate. It's a flat tax. So Croatia's like more of a inviting in terms of that's for an outsider or somebody that lives there.
But there, that's another thing that works against entrepreneurs. Europe is heavily taxed.
It is very
every country is heavily taxed.
Yes.
Unbelievably taxed. I've interviewed small businesses in countries over there, and it just blows you away, Suzanne. What did you learn about recreating yourself while you were gone? What did you come away with?
Well, for me to go away to Europe for a month was off the wall. It was something. My brother was like, "You're going for a month? You're going for a month?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm going for a month." I learned. By being away for a month, I was able to step away from myself and come back with fresh ideas, and that I like working in Europe. I enjoy being in Europe. So I'm looking to build more European contacts.
But now we're not going to let you move over there, Suzanne.
No. Mm-mm. I like it here, actually, and that's the other thing I learned.
You learned it's good to be back in the USA.
Oh my gosh, I love where I live. So I came back to my house, and there's nothing quite like my little town here in Lake Worth, Florida. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
So, I was at the beach. I had a birthday yesterday.
And, oh really?
Yeah.
29. That's great.
Yeah,
happy birthday.
It was fabulous. Actually, fabulous. But I'm right there at a picnic table, overlooking the ocean and overlooking the intercoastal. And the moon's coming up. The sun's going down. I'm like, this. You can't beat that. So
that's right.
It's beautiful.
Even better than Venice.
Yeah, Venice was pretty. I mean, I love being over there, but this is where I live. I visit over there.
Well said. Suzanne, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, folks. Oh, by the way, Suzanne, give us your website again before we go to a break.
EmotionalEndurance.com.
Can they find out about employee to entrepreneur there?
Absolutely.
That's her book, folks. It's a good one. Quick break, right back after these messages. We'll talk some more about how you can get yourself out of a rut. Maybe you need to reinvent yourself, recreate yourself. Suzanne is a person who can help you with that, and we'll do that right after these messages. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog, too, and thousands of articles, thousands of archives, hundreds of Brain Trust members, like our good friend Suzanne Mulvihill, the author of Employee to Entrepreneur. Suzanne, what have you figured out about helping us recreate ourselves? Now, when you talk about this, are you talking about small business owners who've gotten into a rut, or employees who want to recreate themselves? They want to follow their entrepreneurial dream. Are we talking about both?
I think right now, really, we're talking about entrepreneurs who might have built up something and then it's working. They're doing it and they're bored.
Then if they're bored, they don't owe enough money, Suzanne. If you owe plenty of money, you don't nod off in the middle of the day.
Well, I think the challenge is that entrepreneurs we're very creative people, Jim. So we like the challenge of creating, and as soon as it gets to maintenance, it's like, okay, well, I've already done this.
It's like when you're thinking about having a baby, somebody should show you a teenager, right?
Right. I mean, it's just, yes. So the challenge for entrepreneurs is to stay, you know, like for me even, having built my business nationally here in the U.S. and built, you know, where I speak at these different conferences and I've presented and trained throughout the U.S. And it's like, Okay, so now for me, the next step, the step of recreation was taking it to another country.
Conquer the world. That's your goal.
Yeah. I mean, that, making it international. I'm redesigning my logo. You know, I'm working with an agent in Wales to set up speaking engagements in Europe. So that was part of just an example of recreating, where I still am using the same skill. I just repackaged it.
Mm-hmm. And of course, in repackaging it, is not just about the next thing that you've learned, but it's also repackaging it for different cultures.
For different cultures, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. And building, you know, building a presence. When we start our business, we all, I think, have an innate feeling of how, what we want. You know, I knew 8 years ago when I started that there were three things that I wanted to be: a speaker, writer, and consultant. I knew that, and I've done that. That's exactly what I am, as a speaker, writer, and consultant. And I've kept that model fluid, meaning that it has to be exactly this way. I think that's where entrepreneurs get stuck, thinking that it has to turn out exactly like this.
Mm-hmm. The other thing that you just said that I'm glad you said is you didn't change who you are. You just changed a little bit of the playing field.
Exactly.
My point is if you're an entrepreneur and you've created a business, a model or whatever that's successful and you're getting bored with that, what you're not saying, Suzanne, to go do something else. You're saying find a new way to get excited about what you know how to do very well.
Exactly. It's your existing skills, putting it into a new package. You know, another thing for me, I'm a scuba diver, and I enjoy diving, and I've been in touch with the dive industries where I can teach entrepreneurship to people who have dive shops across the country, and work with, you know, a magazine or organizations that teach diving. And they need the skill of emotional endurance to maintain their shop and to, you know, market and all that kind of thing. So that's what I mean. And when I was sharing with you about, you know, doing something completely off the wall, that was the concept of getting out of the rut. You know, we've got to change the pattern, because otherwise we're going to get the same. We do the same thing, we're going to get the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and entertain those crazy ideas. Those are like our little seedlings, to me, of possibility.
So what you're saying is don't be the definition of insanity. You know what that is, right?
Yeah.
Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result.
Something different, yes. And Albert Einstein once said, and I love his saying, it's, if at first an idea is not absurd, it's not worth pursuing.
Say that again.
If at first an idea is not absurd, then it's not worth pursuing.
Wow. I like
that. And I would, when I had presented to high school students, telling them, you know, if you get, oh, my God, that's crazy. What are you thinking? I said, no, you're onto something.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know how many times I've looked in the mirror over the last several years of building this show and my brand, and I've looked in the mirror and said, you have to be out of your mind.
Yes.
What are you thinking?
And that's what, but that stimulates creativity. Yeah. I came back from Europe fresh.
Right.
I've already changed my company name to the Emotional Endurance Institute. Like before it was a DBA.
Right.
It prompted me to file the $35 amendment.
You learn some new things.
It.
Folks, hopefully you won't have to be gone a month in Europe to do that. But if you do, now how many works and how many funds did you have, Suzanne?
I didn't add them up like that. I'll have to go back.
I need a report on I need to know that you worked more than you had fun, Suzanne. Hey, thanks for being here. Give us your website again quickly.
EmotionalEndurance.com.
Thanks, Suzanne. Suzanne Mulvihill, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll be back on the other side of the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.